I've studied and learned etiquette ever since I was a little girl. My parents taught it to me, my grandparents. I then grew up, and I've been blessed with being able to travel and work in many different situations, both professionally and personally, and discovered that etiquette was a way of learning how other customs and cultures operate, making friends, and also, progressing my work professionally. So I've studied etiquette both personally and, of course, now professionally.
And I suppose the rules of etiquette can differ when you go to different parts of the world.
Absolutely. I mean, what you have to remember is that etiquette is, in essence, a customary code of behavior most commonly found in polite society. But, you and I would find it perhaps if we were on the high street queuing for a bus or for a cash point, whereas in other cultures, queuing is not as readily expected in society. So you see it changing around the world. You see it in the dining room. You see it at weddings. Etiquette exists everywhere, and of course it changes from country to country and setting to setting.
So yes, what's mannerly in one part of the world might not necessarily be mannerly elsewhere. I was in
Absolutely.
Asia a couple of years ago, and I remember being advised, and I don't know if this is really true or not, but I was told you're allowed to make a lot of noise when you eat. Slurping a bowl of ramen is totally accepted, whereas
Yes.
in our part of the world, you should, I
It's
think that's seen as a bit
the
animalistic or
opposite.
something, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So slurping is a compliment to the chef in certain Asian cultures, whereas in British polite dining, it would be considered perhaps vulgar, inappropriate, or rude to be making vocalized noises when one eats. So, it's quite fascinating because one is a faux pas, one is not, depending on where in the world you are at that moment in time.
Sure. Now, some of your TikToks have kind of set TikTok alight and shocked some people, I think, probably because they've realized they've been doing things wrong or with the wrong etiquette for so many years, and that's their habit. So we'll get to discussing those and kind of some of the basics about how we should be acting around the dinner table in a formal setting in the next couple of
Sure.
minutes. But some of these rules seem a bit quaint and old-fashioned. Do you think that etiquette is still as relevant today as it was, in the 1950s and 1960s?
Well, I think we have to remember firstly that etiquette existed and sort of first was seen in the French courts in the 16th and 17th century. So it's definitely not something from the 50s, but we've seen etiquette evolve and change throughout history. And some things have stuck. For example, you don't cut the bread at a formal British dining situation. You would tear the bread on the side plate. And should these etiquettes be continued in society? Well, polite society enjoy certain aspects, as I talked about earlier, queuing for a bus. So I think it's down to having understanding and knowledge and education around this, and then one can choose if they wish to do it or not. Should we all understand it, and should we all respect different cultural etiquette? Yes, I think we should. I think it should be taught in schools. Then you can choose to follow it, or you can choose not to follow it. So I think it's about having that power and that knowledge, and as they say, knowledge is power.
Okay, is the etiquette that you have spoken about on TikTok only to be used in formal settings? Or would you expect people when they sit at their family dinner table to be, as you gave the example, ripping the bread on the side plate instead of cutting it?
I think again, it comes down to choice because you have formal and informal settings. So, for example, one of my videos, I showed how to eat a scone. Now, typically, you'd find scones in afternoon tea, for example, which tends to be, if you go to, say, the Ritz to have that, would be quite a formal setting. But there's absolutely no reason why you can't have afternoon tea at home and enjoy a scone. And then it's about your choice whether you wish to follow the etiquette or not. So, as I said, it comes down to choice and majority of the etiquettes I'm teaching are about formal settings, which is why I think people find them quite fascinating.
And now, sorry to interrupt you, Lucy, but there are people in Dublin now screaming at the radio saying, "A scone? What the hell is a scone?" So we would say scone in Ireland. Is the formal pronunciation of that scone?
It is scone. That is how the Queen would call it. Now there is a big debate on scone versus scone, but the Queen would call it a scone. So we base our formal British etiquette on, you know, the royals, you know, the history of how it is done in formal settings. So yes, sorry for everyone shouting at the radio right now. Sure. So firstly, and this is probably quite common knowledge, we shouldn't place our elbows on the table. Now, fascinatingly, at least I find this very interesting, it came from when in the medieval times, the tables would collapse if you put your elbows upon it. So quite simply, if everyone put their elbows on the table would fall over and dinner would be over. So that was how the etiquette began. Of course, now, thankfully, we have hopefully rather solid tables which aren't going to collapse. But actually, by putting your elbows on the table, you compress your diaphragm and it stops digestion. So actually, there is a more relevant reason, which is it's better for your digestion if you don't put your elbows on the table. That's a big no-no to begin with.
That's really interesting. So it's actually for very practical reasons that we continue tradition.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, good posture. Ideally, don't cross your legs. If you're going to cross your legs, cross at the ankles. Again, that's all about alignment with the spine, with the pelvis. Again, going back to, you know, good digestion, placing your napkin on the lap, not slouching in the chair. And I know it's tempting, particularly if you're sort of at a tasting menu and it's a 30 course meal, to sort of have a rest on the back of the chair. And of course, you should if you need to, or if you're, you know, your body needs to do that. But actually, you should be sort of sat at the front of the chair, grounded and engaged with the diners around you.
Oh dear, Lucy, I'm sitting here slouched in an office chair and I'm moving my body as you say that. I know I'm not at a dinner table, but you got me feeling self-conscious. Another one that you've brought up on TikTok: dunking bread in soup, an absolute no-no.
Absolutely. Now, again, in an informal setting, you may do whatever you wish with your bread and eat your soup however you wish to. But in a formal setting, one should not dunk the bread within the soup. Unfortunately, you should just eat the soup with the spoon. You can butter your bread on the side plate and take delicate, neat bites, you know, tear the bread and then place it into your mouth. But you shouldn't actually dunk into the liquid. And the same goes for any other items of food which were served with any kind of broth or liquid, for example, mussels, you wouldn't be dunking the bread into the liquid.
That reduces a lot of the enjoyment of it. So you're meant to, you know, spoon some soup into your mouth and then swallow it and then have a bite of bread afterwards.
That is the formal way to approach it. I was once told a story, and I know, you know, we won't talk about the Queen too much if there's not a lot of fans of her on listening. But apparently once she was at a formal banquet and she tore her bread and then she actually placed the bread into the soup. And then she used her spoon to scoop the soup with the bread within it. But I was told that story. I have not witnessed it firsthand, so I cannot say if it is fully accurate or indeed fake news. But yes, one shouldn't dunk directly into the liquid.
A big red flag, a big red mark for the Queen there. That is poor etiquette. Really, really bad. But I guess, you know, she says what goes. She can make the rules to a certain extent, or we can make exceptions for her.
Exactly. And she wasn't dunking, you have to remember. She wasn't dunking and using the bread. She actually put the bread into the soup. So she almost created sort of croutons, as it were, to enjoy with the soup. So there is a slight distinction there.
It's a technicality. She got away with a loophole there.
With a loophole, yeah.
You keep on using the expression, Lucy, formal setting. Is any setting other than being around the dinner table with your family a formal setting? For instance, if you were out for a casual meal with friends, would that be considered a formal setting?
It depends where you are. It depends where you're eating. You could find formal settings in business meetings, in office environments, professional settings. You could find formal settings, like I mentioned earlier, weddings, you know, christenings. These all follow some aspects of formality. And then it depends on the hosts as to how much they make it formal. So, you know, if you're going for dinner with friends, but you choose to go to a Michelin star restaurant, you may be being informal in your, you know, just, you know, friends getting together, but the setting itself is dictating whether it's formal or not, if that makes sense.
Finally, the last TikTok of yours that I saw, and I really hope there's a big spoonful of irony with this one and a bit of sarcasm. Was you sitting down at a dinner table with a McDonald's hamburger and fries and teaching people the right way to eat it, which was with a knife and fork and cutting up the burger? Lucy, please tell me that this was a joke.
Well, you have to remember, Gavin, that, you know, TikTok, I like to think I have a sense of humor, and you know, I like to have fun with the videos that I make and the content I create. So originally someone had asked how to eat a burger in a formal setting, and I had explained that you're unlikely to be served a burger in a formal setting, but if you were, you would use a knife and fork. And from that video, then someone said, well, what about McDonald's? So I felt the challenge was set, and I would show if one was served McDonald's in, you know, in front of the Queen or in indeed a formal setting, how would one eat McDonald's? And you would use a knife and fork, but, you know, 99.999% of the time, you normally pick it up with your hands.
Good. Phew, thank God.
Yeah. No. But you know, I like to have sense of humour with it. And you know, I think the thing about my channel, and if anyone's listening, they want to come and follow me, it's Lucy Challenger Official is my handle. You know, I like to educate, I like to share my knowledge, but also I like to have some fun with it, because, you know, life is short and we should be able to have a giggle with the things we do as well.